Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to
what you gonna do?
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 Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful Christmas holiday, looking forward to the new year. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing me to enter into your work space. Thank you for allowing me into your work area. I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I tell you, I just thank God for being able to come before your presence on this evening, for we know God is yet a sovereign God. God is grateful and God is faithful. Even when we're not faithful, God is yet faithful. Hallelujah. And I want to send condolences out to all of you that has lost loved ones during this festive holiday season. Greetings that we're into right now. And I just want to let you know that God has men and women all around the globe that is praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. And we're praying that God will bring about restoration. Hallelujah, and contentment unto your very soul. Hallelujah. And so we dare not to fail to reference and to recognize the one that had made this all possible. And we are not talking about none other than our Lord and soon coming King. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, native of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem. And we know that he is not a little infant, but we know that he has went on into manhood. And he is now, hallelujah, our reigning king. So we just thank God for this opportunity, for this stage, this platform, to bring unto you the divine word of truth. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer, and we're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart. Hallelujah, Jesus, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know, God, that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal home. But we know that you have lying in wait. Hallelujah. Imagine this not built by mortal man. But you are the architect. You are the creator, God. Until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west. Coming as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, on this afternoon to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant. Hallelujah. With words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take no grace, won't take no, take your glory, but we'll give you all the honor that's due unto you. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name, and we'll allow the assembly to say amen and amen. All right. I thank those of you that so graciously tune in on this evening, and I'm just asking you to get your good seat, get comfortable, and get your lunch. If you're on your lunch break, get your lunch, get your tip and your dip and whatever you want to sip, get your latte, get your OJ, you know, and get your bottle of water and whatever suits your fancy, as they say. I just want you to come aboard, get your digital devices, get your laptop, get your iPhone, get your tablet, and all of your digital, as I stated, devices, for we are in need of them. And I will be with you 1 hour. I have already come into 54 seconds right at this time. So I'm almost at 1 minute. So I just thank you once again for tuning in to the Old Ship of Zion. And your host is none other than Overseer Janice Ward. And so we're going to take you right now on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to our first key scripture evening. And the first key scripture is coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 2. And it reads like this: Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 2. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture. And it reads like this: Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 9. And our sermon on this evening entitled, Look Both Ways. I will say that one more time. Look both ways. And you know, from a little toddler, and as long as we have been unable to cross the streets alone, we was told to look both ways. And you know, that followed us all the way over into adulthood, to look both ways before crossing the street. You know, a lot of times we might want to, you know, cross on that caution light, or cross on the red light, but we know that that is not a good idea, but to look both ways. So this title for today tells us to look both ways in every transition, in every facet of life. We are to look both ways. And that's in the natural aspect and the spiritual. We are told to look both ways. And so we're going to go into what we're talking about when we're talking about look both ways. Now, we know this. We know that during our church annual New Year Eve communion service, we say this prayer together, that Father, we surrender this past year and give it up to you. We give you our failures. We give you our regrets and our disappointment, but we have no more use for them. Hallelujah. Make us now new people, forgetting what lies behind, pressing on toward that which lies ahead of us. We give you all of our hopes and our dreams for the future. Purify them, your spirit, so that our will shall truly reflect your will for us. And as we stand on the threshold of another year, hallelujah, we are encouraged. Hallelujah. And we can be encouraged, and we can encourage others by our own successes of the past, our own challenges. Hallelujah. By the power of your word, and guide us by the presence of your Holy Spirit. We know that in every transition, it is good to look both ways. We are reminded that when Joshua assumed leadership of Israel, God told him, hallelujah, to consider the past and the future. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, all these people, to the land which I am giving to them. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 2. Then he promised, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That is verse 5 on down to 9. And so you and I, we can have confidence with God and in God. We can look back and we can look ahead. Then we can boldly, hallelujah, walk into a new year. Lord, forgive us for our failure. Then help us to start anew with strength and courage to obey and closely follow you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to this realization that the victory of the past gives you and I courage for the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that on tonight, for example, I have been listening to the radio, different broadcasts across the airways. Hallelujah. We know that they were standing in the cold by thousands in Times Square in New York City. I want to ask you, I come to this question. What presumably draw them to that place called Times Square? We know that it is no sporting event or a rock concert. We know that that's just a huge lighted ball, and it drops down a pole on top of a building. It takes only a few seconds, and it hardly seems worth fighting traffic and subway crunches to sleep, except that it happened on New Year's Eve. Hallelujah. We know that in this society in which we live, you know, we get accustomed and we can quickly get immune to certain activities. And so we know that this event that will be unfolding on tonight, everyone will be watching, and those that can attend will be in attendance. But why have we created a holiday over such a non-event? Hallelujah. We know that there are other holidays that celebrate famous birthdays or historical milestones or something like a New Year Eve. They just celebrate the passage of time. But we make such a fuss because it signals the end of an old era and the beginning of a new one. We know that the old year's problems and struggles become a dim memory when we think of getting a fresh start. It must have been something like that for the Israelites who stood with Joshua and looked at the new era ahead of them. We know that in the law of Joshua 1 and 9, behind them were 40 years of wandering in the desert. Ahead was a land of milk and honey. And best of all, they had God's promises that he would be with them. And as you and I and us and we can stand with our backs to the past 12 months and our face toward the new year, you and I can have hope because we too can be sure of God's help. That makes the prospect of a new year worth celebrating. And we're talking about look both ways. So don't look on your past as something that you dreaded, something that you hate, that you encounter, but just look on it as a stepping stone to your new year, to what God has in store for you. God has great things in store for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you to look ahead, and we got to keep on pressing on and take hold. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to press on to the higher mark that's in Christ Jesus. We can't look back. We can't look back. Because there was one individual that looked back. God told her to keep her hands on the plow and to continue to look forward and to press onward and upward. But being disobedient, look back. And turned into salt. So we know that whatever that we didn't get accomplished last year, we hope and pray if God delay his coming. He says the same, because we know that doesn't anything happen under God's watchful eye unless he has his stamp of approval on it. We can say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and, you know, I'm going on my cruise, and I'm going to see my family, you know, that lives thousands and thousands of miles away. But we always have to include God. He said, in all that you do, hallelujah, we must keep God front and side in every aspect of our life. And God will direct yours and mine's and our pathway. With God, we can do everything. But apart from God, you and I can do absolutely, positively nothing. But we know that all things are possible to him that believe. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, while going through some old files, there was an article, and they was talking about the issue of Time Magazine in the year of 2000. And they were saying what to expect in the new millennium. We are told that it was a fascinating to read the predictions made by two decades ago about what the future would hold. We know that some general observations were on target, but no one foresaw many of the events that innovation that have radically changed yours and mine and our lives. We know that the most telling statement was the first rule of forecasting should be that the unforeseen. We know that it keeps making the future unforeseenable. We know that James remind you and I that any view of the future that omits God is foolish and proud. We come now, you and I, who would say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Instead, you and I ought to say, if the Lord's will, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of James 4 and 13. We know that many people used to begin their statement of plans with Lord's willing. And I know I've used that statement. If the Lord's willing, we know that the phrase may have become true, but we know that the acknowledgement of God's overruling hands is not. As you and I look ahead with God firmly in view, We can face the future with confidence in his loving plan. We know that God holds you and our future in his hands with grace sufficient day by day. Through good or ill, he gently leads if we but let him have his way. We know that those who know Christ as Savior can face the future with joy. You and I face the incoming year with joy and true delight because we know who sits on the throne. We know God holds our tomorrow. God holds our hour. God holds our minutes. God holds our seconds in his hand. God holds every beat of our heart in his hand. It's just like a light switch. You know your light switch. You can go room to room. You can flip the light up. It will cut your lights on. You can flip the switch down, and it will cut your lights out. Well, that's the same way it is with God. God holds yours and mine and our life. I mean, that lifeline I'm talking about. That breath of life that we're inhaling and exhaling, God holds that essential peace in his very hands. So we know that when we look both ways, we can look at the past that's looking backwards, or we can look full speed ahead. We can look forward into our new upcoming year. Because we do not know what God has in store, but we know that God has something in store for each and every one of his children. And it doesn't matter if you know God or if you do not have a personal relationship with God, for God knows you. And he knows you by name. He knows your address. He knows your city and state. God knows your identification number. And that is your S, that is your social security number. God knows that by heart. God knows every strand on your head. And God tell us that by you and me and us worrying, we'll not put one gray strand in our hair. And you know, that was the old saying. And I used to say the same identical thing. I used to say, oh, you're going to wear me so until my hair will turn gray. But you know, God showed me in his word that what I was mimicking some old folks' tale, it was not true. Because worrying will not put one gray strand in your head, according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what he said. So why worry when we got the biggest and baddest thing on 2 feet? That's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. He walks and he talks with you and I every day. Every day, every moment, every minute, every second. Even when we're not obedient. Even when we're not in response to his heeding, we do not take heed to his warning, to his word, to his voice. You know, we have to listen to God and know his voice. That's our father. You know, when your earthly father calls you, you say, that's my dad calling me. You tell your friends, your neighbors, your schoolmates, I got to go home. I hear my dad calling me. You knew the voice of your mother when your mother called your name. You said, that's my mother calling me. So just know Jesus is your spiritual father. And so we should be able to identify our spiritual father, the voice, when he call our name, when he call you, my son, my daughter, and he pronounced your name. You should be able to say, yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Savior. Hallelujah. Because you know the voice of your Father when he calls your name. You should be able to respond, you know, and not just sit there idly, you know, silent, but let God know that, God, I hear you. What do you want me to do? You have a word for me? Well, I want to sit right here and just sit quietly and listen to what you have on your itinerary for my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we have to be obedient to God when God is talking to us. You know, I've got to share this testimony because it is just so essential that I share this, because I know that, you know, you might have experienced this or know someone that might have experienced this. But I remember some years ago, I was in the bank and my account was messed up and I had a problem with that, you know. And I tried to talk, you know, with the teller and tried to see if we could get things, you know, squared away. But we didn't get things squared away, and so it just kind of escalated until I wanted to talk with the bank manager, and I began to talk with him and tell him about my concerns. And looked like instead of him, you know, coming over to my side and to my aid, you know, you would think that he would be on your side as a customer, but he was leaning toward his employee side. And so we began to exchange words. And of course, I didn't say, you know, any profanity or anything, but I did speak out of line. And so I said something that, you know, I was not supposed to have said. And so I went on. I was mad. And the guy asked to escort me to the door. And I told him, I said, you don't need me to escort me to the door. I know where the door is. You know, I was just steaming mad. And so I left there abruptly, and I come on home, and God began to talk to me. And he said, daughter, he said, now, you know, that wasn't right. You know, the way that what you told that that bank manager said that wasn't right. You know what you said. And so I said, yes, Lord, that sure wasn't. I know, Father, that was not right. I shouldn't have said that. And so God told me, he said, I want you to pick up the phone, daughter. And I want you to call back up there to the bank. I want you to ask to speak to the bank manager. And I want you to tell him, identify who you are and tell him, you know, that you're apologetic and to forgive you for the words that you had spoken. You know, I wasn't a disobedient child of God or a disobedient daughter, but I immediately got the telephone. And I don't know if I had the number, but if I had to look the number up online or get it through information, I know that I got the number. And I called up to the bank, and whoever answered the phone, I told them, I said, I want to speak to the bank manager. I said, you know, I want to speak to the bank manager. And so they put him on the phone, and I told him who I was, and said, I'm the lady that just left there, you know, that had these words that I said to you. I said, well, God told me to call you and tell you that I was sorrowful for what I said. And the man told me, he said, oh, you know, Miss Ward said, you know, I accept your apology. And if you ever need my service for anything, you don't, you know, hesitate to let me know. And we embraced one another, and I kissed him on the cheek, you know, just a Christ-like kiss on the cheek. And I left. And I come on back home. God told me, said, that was good. He said, but, I'm kind of putting the horse before the buggy, I think. Oh, no, I'm not. Okay. So I just want to make sure I got this right. I just want to make sure I got this in its order. And so, like I said, God told me to call him and apologize. And I did. And I felt real good. You know, I could feel, you know, I could feel the anointing of God just over me, you know. And so God said, that was good. You obeyed what I said. He said, that was good. You called up there. That was good. He said, but I want you to do something else. And I said, all right, Father. He said, I want you now to get in your automobile, and I want you to drive back up to the bank, and I want you to personally apologize to the bank manager. And you know, some of us children of God would have told our Father, well, God, I called him like you told me, but you know, I'm not going to be able to drive back up there and apologize. I've called him on the phone, but God, I'm just not able to do that. I'm just I'm too big for that. You know, I a lot of us got our chest hung out. We got hair done growed upon our chest, and we got too big for our breeches or our skirts or our dresses or whatever. But, you know, when you are being obedient to God, then God will bless you for being obedient. Not that God owes us anything, but that's just God's way of letting us know, I thank you and I love you for being an obedient son, obedient daughter. So, you know, I didn't question God. When God told me to get in my automobile and to drive back up there to that bank, I did just that. I followed God's lead. I got in my car, drove back up there. I said, now, I just called you on the phone. I said, but God wanted to take it a little step further. God wanted me to come back up here personally to tell you face to face. I told you over the phone that I was sorry. I called you and I told you I was sorry. I said, but God told me to come back and personally look you in the eye, eyeball to eyeball, and to tell you that I was sorry again for what I said. And I tell you, I never felt so good, you know, because I know that I was being obedient to God. And not only that, but I was in the leading, you know, under the leading of God. And so I just thank God, you know, for having that mindset. Because, you know, my brothers and my sisters, my pilgrims and my sojourners, we can never get bigger than God. He's our creator. He's our Lord and our Savior. And whatever he asks of you and I, our response should be, not my will, but let thy will be done. And I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that you have enjoyed the program on today. Hallelujah. And thank you so graciously for tuning in. And I know that hour, hallelujah, just went by so rapidly. But I just thank you for tuning in. And may God richly bless you and you. Hallelujah. And then I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. And those of you that are going out of town, may it be air, may it be train, may it be by a water vessel or sea vessel, may it be by automobile, I am praying for you a safe departure and a safe return. And as always, buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. Right now, we're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to bring you now hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. And when we meet again, say it's the same. We will be in our new year of 2016. Thank you, hallelujah, for riding the sea of love with me during our year of 2015. Coming on into our new year of 2016. May God bless you and yours till we meet across these skyways and airways. Once again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. And you can send your correspondence, as I first stated, to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And I web address is www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. We're going to change now into Hymns of Zion. Be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. And I want to, before I end this service, I want to send out a shout out to my friend, and she is a songstress and singer and songwriter, and her name is Monica Evans. And I want to send this shout out to her and to her mom, and may God just lift your spirit, who lost her husband not long ago. And we're just praying that God would bring you restoration. So this goes out, hallelujah, to Miss Monica Evans. And we are playing your song on today, When We All Get to Heaven. That's such a beautiful rendition. So as I first stated, we're going to turn you now over to Hymns of Zion. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. You are my friend.